From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia raises new questions about its support of Syria's leader. The Russian Foreign Ministry says the fate of embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should be decided by the Syrian people, that keeping him in power is not crucial to Moscow's objectives. Speaking on Russian radio, spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said, "We never said Mr. Assad staying in power is a principled aspect of Russian policy." She said preservation of a functioning government is central to ending nearly 5 years of conflict. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Tuesday expressed doubt the statement reflects a change in the Kremlin's view, or that Moscow is prepared to change what he called its flawed strategy.
The fact is the Russians acknowledged the need for a political transition. This is something that President Putin and President Obama had the opportunity to discuss in New York a little over a month ago. President Putin, in the context of that meeting, affirmed for the president his commitment to the need for a political transition inside of Syria. The problem has been that he's engaged in a military strategy that undermines that political objective.
Washington insists the Syrian leader cannot be part of a long-term political solution. Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara was sworn in for his second five-year term Tuesday, pledging that more Ivorians will enjoy the benefits of the West African country's economic revival.
Une Côte d'Ivoire en paix est en train de se réaliser.
Mr. Ouattara says our dream of a peaceful Ivory Coast is becoming a reality. He says lasting peace, strong institutions, and patriotism over self-interest will help vault the nation to the ranks of the great democracies. The Ivorian leader won a decisive victory in last month's election, taking 84% of the vote, the first national ballot since the post-election violence of 2010 that left some 3,000 dead. This is VOA News.